The National FFA Convention continues. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, of course, being powered by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Excited because Hayden Resnicek joins us now. Hayden and his brother, by the way, live just around the corner from where I live. But you guys have representing Shelby Rising City FFA. Let's talk about why you guys are here.
Yeah, absolutely. So this will be my third year at convention. This year, we're really focusing on building our portfolios and kind of expanding our knowledge on what we already know. So yesterday, I sat in sessions for like Extemp. I kind of expanded my horizons, kind of really tried to build up on prior knowledge and really just better myself as a whole.
What are some things that you guys are able to bring back from National Convention to your local chapter?
Absolutely. So we love watching all of Nebraska represent us here. So I think it builds a little more of a passion for us to try to really work towards getting there for us and put more fuel to the fire to really try to compete at the highest level and represent Nebraska as well as we can here.
Now, you're a senior this year, but you still have a little bit of opportunity to continue in your FFA. What are some of your still goals that you'd like to see accomplished?
Absolutely. So right now I'm working towards getting my state degree and applying for state office for the Nebraska. So it's going to be a long road. Right now it's bettering myself, getting me into that mindset of, you know, how am I going to represent Nebraska, but how am I going to represent and advocate for myself? And what steps do I need to take now to really get to fulfill those goals?
Well, it's exciting times for you guys. Enjoy the rest of the convention. And, of course, safe travels home.
Absolutely. You as well. Thank you so much.
So, Hayden, before you guys arrived at National Convention, you had the opportunity to do some stops along the way. Talk about that.
Yes. So our first day up there, we stopped in Missouri, and we toured Stuppy. They are a greenhouse manufacturing company. And we kind of got to see what it was like to build these really nice products, and they kind of expanded into what each of their greenhouses was, their most popular buildings, and it was nice. We ended up following our tour guide to a floral shop, Christmas tree place, and it was really cool. We got to see a lot of cool plants. My favorite plant was this plant called a sensitive plant. When you touch it, the leaves kind of curl up, so it was really, really cool. And so we stayed in Missouri for an evening, and the next day we traveled up to Kentucky. We went to Kenway. It is a horse racetrack. They do 2 races a year in a 3-week season, so that was really cool. And after that, we went to the largest horse breeding farm ever. They have a steer there named Not This Time. He's second in the nation for horse breeding, so it's really, really cool to see their farm and kind of their whole operation. Their tourism was great, and they're all about their customers, so it's a really cool experience. So we went to there, and we ended up in National Convention just yesterday. We went to the Expo Hall, and we got our experience and get our feet wet to really dive into a convention today. We also went to Louisville Slugger Factory, and we got to get a tour, and we had a free baseball bat.
Of course, talking to the folks from Shelby Rising City FFA at the convention, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.